on this episode of On Call.
First drink is different from first drunk. When was the first time you had too much alcohol?
And to me, I'm like, ano ba? It's my first date, okay? It's the first. You gotta do more than that.
My first kiss is very controversial.
My first kiss was straight out of a Wattpad fanfic. I swear to God, I cannot make this stuff up.
Oh.
And I'm like, Jacko, you dog. But I'm.
Hey everybody, and welcome to On Call with Justin,
Jacko,
Danny,
and Inka.
On Call. With Justin, Jacko, Danny, and Inka.
Who did he? Who said he a while ago?
You did he.
Off with your heads.
You did he. I was doing the really crazy thing, and then.
And then I screamed, who hee-heed?
Yeah, someone hee-heed. As I was looking at their...
Danny, was that you? Else. Did you hee-hee?
I did no such thing.
He-she-she'd. Okay. He's learning.
Well, that was the first time that I've heard the hee-heed before we started our intro.
That was the first time anyone ever hee-heed.
I'm pretty sure it was Jacko, dude. And hey, if you're listening to this, can you please weigh in on this and let us know who is who hee-heed first? Was it a he or a she?
Speaking of an on first, we will talk about firsts.
Oh.
And we will leave it. We'll just leave it there. We'll not specify what kind of firsts we shall be talking about.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is what professional presenters sound like. Speaking of firsts, we're going to talk about firsts.
You see what I did there, huh?
But.
Very first, blatantly, yes.
First things first.
Yeah.
We only have 30 minutes to talk about this. This is going to be an interesting dynamic for today.
Yes.
We're just going to be like...
First time that we only have 30 minutes.
And this is also not the first time that Danny interrupts me while I'm speaking.
Amen. I was just going to say.
like Danny was saying also, this is going to be the first time we're going to try this out. And we have 30 minutes to just talk about firsts. We do have some talking points and stuff like that, things that we'd like to touch on, but it's going to be more of a free flow. And you know what? We might scrap those talking points altogether. Like what happens?
You know how we do.
Yeah.
What did you want to touch on?
Oh. Well, I'm very glad that you asked that.
First of all, your heart.
Inka wants to touch. Your
heart. Many things.
Your heart. Your heart.
We sorry, sorry.
Heart. Heart.
Right. Heart. I knew. Yeah. Heart, of course. Heart.
Yes. So, Danny, about your heart.
Yes.
When was the first time you felt your heart beating?
It was a Friday. Just to clarify, Dana, we're not here to talk about regret. A lot of the first question would be like, would you redo a first, whatever. You know, we're not here to talk about regret. We do have a full episode on that. I think now we never really delved into why are firsts important. We talk about regret in a whole full episode, which you could listen to on the podcast. But why are firsts important?
Why are firsts important? Why are they so special?
When are firsts important?
I'll do you one more. Why? No, I just think I messed up that one.
Who are firsts important?
Why are firsts important? I think firsts are important because it sets the tone for whatever it is that you're going to go into. For example, I'm going to go deep. All right. And say that firsts are important, especially say in the context of racism, your first impression, how you first learn of these things, it dictates how your relationship with that concept will be throughout the rest of your life.
Could be.
So, that's true.
Right? So your firsts are so important because it almost feels like your brain puts pegs in your mind with all these first impressions. And then that's how you go through life. That's why you have to unlearn things. Because your first impression was the one that was there.
That's true.
Right?
I, there's no second chance at the first impression, yeah, right? Like in anything, right? In work or whatever. For me, naman, I think firsts are important because I just saw a quote earlier. Good or bad, it's gonna be memorable. It's gonna be special. And in a good way or a bad way, it's something that you learn from or it's something that you celebrate. But yeah, that is crucial to who you become.
Mm-hmm.
How about you guys? When you think of the word first, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
I was thinking like first steps as like a baby.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Before you can start run to walk, yeah, you're crawling and then you take your first step and then you're walking and then you're running. But it starts with that first step. So when you say, what's the first thing that comes to mind with first, that oddly enough was the first thing that came to mind. Like, I don't even remember my first step. I think you're too young to even remember that.
Yeah, I think under 2 years old, you don't really have much recall. Yeah, so I forget what you call it.
There are firsts that we don't even consciously remember.
Here's something interesting because I was literally just thinking about that the other day. It was Jacob's first time to hit his head on something. And I was first buhol. Like literally, it's his first buhol. We took a picture, but we were all freaking out. But we're like, we have to take a picture. It's his first buhol. But
good or bad, right?
Here's the thing, right? We don't remember it, but everyone else around us, they do. I remember every single thing. His first word, first step. People around you do remember, and that's why they tell you, right? Here's your first thing. It's special. How about you, Jess? What comes to mind?
You know, like, you have to differentiate like first and firsts. Because like, for some reason, for me, hearing first, I think of a competition. Like, get there first. Finish first.
You're like, so competitive.
Very competitive.
That's so you, actually.
Man. We played like Friends Jeopardy last night on Geekspeak, and I was relentless. I'm just so sorry. I'm a very competitive person. First, you know what? When Danny was talking about first steps, I was thinking of my first memory. And I think the first thing I remember seeing ever, like as a conscious human being, what I seem to remember is my dad carrying me on his shoulders and my Lola's old room where we used to sleep also, watching a PBA game. That was
interesting.
That was the first thing I've always felt like I remembered. But then later on, I saw a picture
of exactly that.
Of exactly that scene. So maybe I just saw that picture and then in my brain, I'm like, oh, that's the first thing you remember.
Which is what they say happens often. Like you feel like you remember these things, but it's actually because you saw it in a photo.
Yeah.
And your brain kind of put stuff together.
Actually, you know, what do they say? That a lot of the time you can't trust your memory. Because your own perception, number one, it warps. Or even that day, it may have been warped already. And then you remember something that maybe it wasn't even close to reality, but that's just how you remember seeing it. And so I remember watching The Martian, I think. The one with The Martian.
Matt Damon,
The Martian.
Yeah. I think so, yeah. And every day he would have to literally vlog, right?
Yeah.
Sit in front of a camera and say what he did that day, how he felt about the things that were happening. So that later on, NASA or whatever, they can
have an accurate account.
Exactly. Yeah. If he didn't do those logs and then a year later they ask him how he felt a year prior, he may not have remembered or he may remember something totally different. So in conclusion, everyone should be a vlogger.
That's what I'm
that
trying
is
to
your
say
take
here.
Home.
In this episode.
But you know what though? I have to say, I'm so jealous of my younger brother because when he was a kid, cameras were so much more accessible.
Yeah.
And people were taking pictures and videos left and right.
Yeah.
And when I was a kid, I have like a number of photos. And I wish that there were a lot more photos and videos. Like my mom used to tape my voice actually like on a cassette tape because I don't know.
That's cute.
I wish I could find those things.
That's strange because I have a lot of photos. Literally albums upon albums upon albums of my childhood.
I got like two. Really?
What? Same, I have a lot. Same. And then it kind of dwindled as like my sister was born and then my brother, which is apparently the common joke. I see it in a lot of TikToks when parents have their first child. It's like every moment it's like, oh, let's take a photo. And then like as you birth more children, just like, oh, okay, like they can take care of themselves or whatever.
Why is it not like that for me? My freaking brother, like if you look at our albums, I have like two, right? He's got like eight or something.
Wow.
I have a lot. Literally three boxes of photos.
I have quite a lot.
That's so awesome. I guess it depends.
True. Right? True.
Because like, look, that's another thing. Another contrast. I was the first child. Justin is the first child.
Yeah.
But the way that our parents handled it is very different.
Yeah. Why ba? I'm going to call my mom right now. Ma!
How dare you?
Why ba? What is this? How come Miggy has so many photos? Me, no.
That was a big issue when I was young because I did count them. I went through all the albums.
Yeah.
And you counted every single photo that I was in and every single photo that my brother was in. And I went to my mom and I'm like, all right, I tallied all the photos.
The votes are in.
The votes are in. I'm down this. And my mom, like, if I remember correctly, I mean, obviously she was like, wait, first of all, you shouldn't compare. You know, you're loved equally and all of that.
And second, what was your name again?
which kid are you again?
Who are you and what are you doing in the room?
I think firsts are, it could be a competition. And that's why we gun for first, right? We want to be first. We want to be first here, first there. But firsts are really that's more true. Of the experiential thing. Like that Mandalorian quote, good or bad, they're always memorable. Mm. And so what are the more important firsts in our lives?
Your
like
first,
that we can remember now because that's something that we take
your
with us.
First sip of beer.
Ooh, first yeah, that's alcohol. Nice. Yeah, that's nice. I like that. The first sip of alcohol.
Do you remember?
Do you remember your first sip of alcohol?
Oh man,
not,
I remember
not counting
mine.
Cali Shandy that apparently just had zero alcohol. I used to get drunk on Cali. Yeah, we're just like, oh, we're drunk.
My first was, I think I was 7 years old. My three titos. They held me. They forced it down my throat like a little bit of the last San Miguel na lang.
Oh no.
Like, forced
gross.
It down my throat like that.
Because I don't like that taste.
Inumin mo na yan.
Oh man.
Like, what's going on?
If they wanted you to enjoy it, they should have given you the first sip of that nice, cold, freshly opened bottle of beer.
Not the freaking dregs, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
kind of abuse. My first ever proper beer was with Chris Peterson, if you remember, Justin.
Yeah.
And I'm always the kind that, for me at least, firsts are special.
Oh, yeah. Firsts you know what I mean? Are always.
So I was like, okay, I'll have a beer. I haven't drunk anything. Like, my very first alcohol nga was champagne. I was in China with the Acafellas at the time. We were having a gig.
That was your first drink?
Yeah, it was Chinese New Year. I was in China. We were having a gig and they were giving out bottles of champagne to everyone.
How old were you?
I was already 21.
You had your first drink when you were 21?
Yeah.
Wow.
Proper drink. Proper drink. So they were giving out bottles. Like
yeah, proper
literally,
drink.
Here's a bottle of champagne for you.
I was old, Naren, honestly.
So I was like, okay, I'm in China. I'm with great people. It's Chinese New Year. There's more than one reason for me to do this. Mm. And it's not cheap alcohol. It's a freaking bottle of champagne.
That's a great first.
So I was like, you know what? This is a good first. I'm going to do it. I'm going to have my first alcohol with this. So,
and how was it?
But that's not my first beer. It was good. Champagne's good pala. It's a good alcohol to break. Like, I thought kasi alcohol was like disgusting na acquired taste, which is what happened with beer.
Mm.
Beer is an acquired taste. It was also a really good beer that was my first. I think it was Arrogant Bastard was the name of the beer.
Oh, that's pretty strong.
Oh,
that's like
that.
It's a
black beer.
That's a pretty strong beer.
So
that.
Chris was like, "It's your first beer. Let's make it count." Here,
yes.
You got Arrogant Bastard. Then I read the back. It's a really, really good back on the bottle if you read it.
My first ever legit sip of alcohol was vodka when I was 5 years old. I mistakenly, I went to my mom. I was like, can I have some? I remember this so vividly. Can I have some water? I'm thirsty. Whatever. Mom's like, yeah, just go get it. It's there where my place is. Yeah, the table's there. Okay. So I go to, vodka's clear. You don't know which one it is.
Sprite.
I got the small one. Yeah. What? God. It was, oh my God. It burned my mouth. I remember I was crying. And then
you drank it like water. Pa.
Yeah. I passed out.
You were five?
Around.
How many gulps?
Probably one big gulp.
Ooh,
yeah.
How about you, Jess? What was your first alcohol? Was it peer pressure then? Or was it something more accidental? Was it?
No, you know, I remember I was so pissed at my friends for not inviting me the first time they had alcohol. It was grade 7. It was Joseph and Enrique, right? They would go to the…
Valentino.
Yeah. We'd always hang out in Galleria because, you know, LSGH, Pagueda, kind of thing. Yeah. So they went to the hotel, okay? They went to like the hotel lobby and they ordered… I don't know how they managed to order alcoholic drinks, but they did. The one day that I have to go home early or something, my mom has to pick me up or whatever, they go and they have their first alcoholic drinks without me. I'm like, wow. And then became a thing for them. They're like, all right, we can find some of Tita's alcohol or something and drink it. I'm like, guys, what? How come you're only doing this when I'm not there? And so when I finally got the drink myself, I was like, yes. I was like, I get to drink too. I don't remember the first time I tasted alcohol, but I remember the first time I got tipsy. And that was also maybe like my first official date with this girl.
Oof.
Who I really liked back then.
Is it Jack's Loft? Mm. Like,
No.
Those are the places
you get. It was, I think, W Bar in Makati, like around.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. You know, with a mechanical bull, you remember that?
Yeah.
That place?
Yeah.
I remember, yeah.
Yeah, I remember this.
So her older brother was driving with her older siblings and stuff like that.
Chaperone.
You know, yeah. And we were first year high school students. So they brought us out. I remember we got strong ice and Jaeger. I was like, wow, this is fun. This is cool. And I'm riding a bull. and then like, wow, this is drinking. Oh, okay.
Justin doing a coyote ugly.
It's a song from that movie.
And then we had a nice walk outside. It was at night, you know, there's no one else there. We got to like sit on like some stairs and stuff like that and have sentimental conversation.
Is that where you had your first kiss?
No.
Okay.
My first kiss is very controversial.
Dude, my first kiss was so romantic.
We will get there.
I love this. Okay, so
my gosh. Okay, but this is the first time that I refused a kiss.
Oh, I know this story. You told me this.
Yeah.
I know this one.
Yeah.
Ang haba ng hair talaga ng Justin Quirino.
I know this story.
All right. So basically, this girl and I really, really liked each other. But she was going to go leave for the States or something for the summer. Maybe the next day or something like that, right? So after, you know, a night of like drinking, hanging out with her siblings, they dropped me back home. And I was a very conservative guy already back then. And to me, it was like, it's the first date. So we're just going to hold hands kind of thing. And
you're
so
happy with that,
I even like kissed her hand because I don't know.
Gentleman.
It wasn't like a bend over and kiss her hand.
Wait. How old were you?
I was like 15. Maybe 16 max.
First year high school?
Yeah.
16?
Such a fine young gentleman.
All right, I got 15 then. I got 15. But maybe I'm like almost at second year, but it was definitely first year high school.
So that would make you like should be 13. Around 14.
Yeah, 13, 14.
I'm 1 year older than the rest of my batchmates.
I see.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I got accelerated also.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
So anyway, so they dropped me back home and I'm like, all right, hey, have a good trip. Going to the US and all that. As I'm walking to my gate, I hear her older brother get out of the car and shout, Justin! And then so I look back. And then this girl comes out of the car and she's walking towards me. And she was like, I'm sorry, but before I leave, I have to do this. And she just walks up to me and then she purses her lips and she tries to kiss my lips. And then I sway to the left. I kiss her cheek instead.
Rejection!
And then, Forget about me.
And then she's just looking up at me like, okay, well, thanks. Good night. All right, and then I just go back, and to me, I'm like, it's my first date, okay? It's the first. you gotta do more than that. Just kidding. And you know what's funny is that this girl and I, we had like a romance for years because it was like she'd be in the States, I'm here, kind of thing. I try to find her on AOL.
Damn.
Wait, she still lives in the States or does she live here now?
Now she's back in the States. She's been back and forth. We're good friends now. But for a huge chunk of my life, I would consider her to be like the love of my life kind of girl.
And the one that got away kind
of. Or like your first love.
Something like that.
Before we dive into love, sagutin mo muna, Jacko, your first drink.
Again, I don't remember the very first like drink. I remember my very first shot of anything. It's like to love, I guess, my ex at that time. One of the days I was super heartbroken because we were at a party and then we just gotten broken up and then she went home with some other dude and I didn't know. We were talking at the party. Anyway, long story short, the end part was I was at a party and then I was like so emotional that I was like, all right, I'm going to get a shot. And then when the shot glass, they put it in a red cup, right? Like one of those kind of solo cups.
Right? A solo cup, yeah.
They put tequila.
Tequila
vodka, one of those. And then I was just like, I have to drink it because I just couldn't define
how you were feeling.
Right? How you were feeling at the time. So I was like, midway, I was like, alam mo yung mga moments sa yung mga parang record scratch.
This is the moment. He regrets
it. So I took the shot, but I've never had a shot before, and definitely not from a plastic cup.
Sure.
It spilled all over my face.
Oh.
So insult to injury, the girl that you were talking to na and trying to make things work, biglang all of a sudden ninja moved you, and
man
escaped with someone else, and then you're sitting there at a party. Then you try to drink to be, you know, I don't know, badass, whatever. And then the whole drink goes to your face, right? And you're too ashamed to even get another shot because you did it in front of the guy that poured the shot, who's trying to hold back tears, probably. But, but again, like, these things are so vivid because they're important moments.
They're a first, eh?
And you know what's interesting, now that we're talking about it, is these firsts are normally either you're excited to do it, or you're fearful, because there's also moments getting that first when you're not sure. With Inca, it was accidental. With a lot of us, we knew, eto na talaga. Like that moment in your head, di ba? Parang eto na.
This is it. Na. The next question I wanted to ask, which,
okay, go.
Since we were talking about alcohol already, first drink is different from first drunk.
Oh.
Yeah. Iba yung, okay, this is your first sip of alcohol, but when was the first time you had too much alcohol?
The first time I ever remember getting drunk, I don't even remember what happened. The best ones are the ones you don't remember.
I wish you guys could see the faces. I know this is audio. Everyone, literally, when I asked the question, they were just like blank face. Like,
no, because
we're trying to remember.
It's like the worst. Like, of all the questions to ask about the first, that is like the worst. Like, no one's going to remember that.
No, but I remember the scenario. Usually, like, if it's super, super drunk, I don't do this a lot, by the way, just for disclaimer. But often those times, I wake up somewhere else and I just...
Oh boy.
I'm one of those. So the first time that happened was in the States. I was still in college and I'm like Dania. I didn't drink talaga until I was late in college. I was forced to drink beer because I like playing beer pong. But I don't like drinking. So my roommates were like...
So you have to get good.
Yeah, I have to get good at it. The problem is, I am not good at it. So my partner for the game normally gets to drink everything. And then, like, so you go to second or third game, he pushes me against the wall, one of my roommates. And he was like, Jaho, you're going to have to start drinking because I don't want to drink anymore. And we keep losing.
We keep losing.
That's how I started beer. I think that's the story of how I started beer. So I like playing and I started, you know, having like drinks with friends. And then all I remember na lang was bits and pieces. I remember being put in a cab. I remember that they paid $20. I remember not taking the $20. And then next thing I remember, I'm on the bathroom floor of my apartment with one sock off and no shirt. Like that's it. That's the memory of
one
that first.
Sock but, off.
Yeah, I don't even know.
That was the first time ever.
That I was like drunk. Yeah. It's hard to remember.
Yeah.
Because if you were drunk,
you can't really remember it. Yeah.
You're it's like a something... first. How can you forget?
I was drunk. You
were drunk.
I remember mine. I think we talked about this on a previous episode. And
oh, yes.
Yeah. Just with Justin. Yeah.
I was teaching him how to not get drunk. And he's like, no, this is how
so
I'm
he
gonna
failed.
Do it. This is my
No, and I think we've
remember
talked about
what
these.
Drink it was. For me, it was Weng Weng that got me drunk for the
very yeah. We talked. Yeah, I remember this.
We, great job.
We talked about this on a previous podcast.
It's hard for me also to remember like the first time I got drunk because like okay, I come from a family of
drunkards.
I come from sorry guys. I come from a family of very fun-loving, spirited people. Okay.
Yeah, I like that word.
So, yeah. And also, we're Spanish. So, wine drinking is always a part of meals.
It's a cultural thing.
Yeah, it's a cultural thing. So, like, my first sip of insane kind of alcohol, which is the vodka, was accidental and when I was really young. But as I grew older, like when I was a teenager, when I was 13, my mom would be like, do you want to have some white wine with your fish? She won't give me like a whole glass, of course. She'll give me like just a little bit, like maybe 3 or 4 sips worth. Just to pair it, to get my palate used to it. So like as I grew older, it would increase a little bit. I remember when I was around 13, 14, 15, my mom would like, here, you can have one bottle of beer tonight. Oh, ganun. So I was already kind of familiar with the feeling. So one of those times, probably I got drunk with my family. I don't even remember anymore. Yeah, like, that's the thing with my family. They're very open, but I wasn't allowed to drink with friends when I was a minor. I was only allowed to drink with at family. Home. Yeah. And even when I turned 18, when I was 19, I was hardly allowed to go out to drink with my friends. So we would always drink at home. That was always my parents' condition. Yeah, the rule. You can drink whatever you want. We'll buy anything for you. You want pizza? We got it. But you drink here.
Yeah.
Where we can see you.
Mm. Yeah. Same with me, actually. I would say my family, especially my mom, actually both sides, they really know how to have fun. And I would hang out with my mom's side a lot more, especially at the beach and stuff. And just learned how to do it. And also, when we'd hang out, let's say, in one of our friends' houses in high school, it was the same thing. It was sort of like being in Inca's family's house or something. Okay, you kids want to drink? Fine. But you do it here because at least we can take care of you. And, and they also taught us how to do it. That's why I hardly ever got drunk because I knew how to prepare.
Like, Which is why it's so important to be drinking at home with your parents.
Because you
people who don't learn how to drink, they go out, they get smashed the first time.
Oh, yeah.
Because they don't know what to do. They don't know how.
Yeah.
But come in, Justin.
We're a very conservative family in terms of like those things. So yeah, I learned from friends or myself. Mm. And a lot of these first set of the dangerous ones, first of all, you gotta really know what you're doing, I guess.
Let's talk love stuff. We wanted to do like first kiss, right? Because Justin said his first kiss was very controversial. And I know so many of our listeners love it when we get into that stuff.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, we're in our 33-minute mark now, so it's time to end.
You're not going to get away from this, Justin.
We did say we were going to record for 30 minutes.
Do you want to keep going or do you want a part two of this?
You set it up, Justin. You said it's controversial.
I'm good to keep going for another 15 to 20 minutes.
So I had my first kiss when I was in preschool.
Yeah.
Oh, I know this story too. Justin, I know so much about you.
I know. Of course. I tell you. This Inca, she knows so much about me, huh?
I know. A little too much.
So yeah, so it was in preschool, kindergarten, something like that. And I was at home playing with my toys, making Superman fly around the house, all those things. And then I made him land in the sala because the TV was on, but no one was there. So I'm like, okay, let's sit down here. Let's see what this is all about, showing on TV. And on the TV, it was a movie and it was a scene of a guy and a girl. They were both half naked. And then the girl tells the guy, "What? You've never kissed a woman before?" And then he's like, "No." So she lies down on the bed. She says, "Come lie down on top of me." And then she says, "Now put your lower lip to my upper lip and continue in this motion." So I'm watching. I'm like, okay, lower lip to upper lip and continue in this motion. So the next day at school, I call on my classmate, right? I'm like, Alda, come here. She's like, "What, Justin? I'm busy. Basta, I need to show you something. Okay? All right. And then the teacher who's with her is like, "Justin, ano ba yan? Like, just bring it here." I'm like, "No, teacher, it's too big. I can't bring it there. She needs to come here." Okay. Teacher's like, "Fine, Alda, go there and see what Justin wants," right? So Alda comes in to this other room and then I close the door and then I tell her, "Lie down on the floor." She's like, "What?" I'm just like, basta, just lie down on the floor. Okay. So she lies down on the floor. And then I lie down on top of her and then I say, "Now put your lower lip to my upper lip and continue in this motion."
Oh,
and so
man.
I'm down there for a couple of minutes, I guess, right? perhaps. Fast forward to about 4 years later. I'm in grade school, maybe like grade 4-ish. Going to the library during my lunchtime because I'm responsible like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I go to the library and then once I open the door, I see across me, there's like a mom, like a tita, and someone who looks around my age. And then the tita's like, "Hey, Justin, do you remember my daughter, Alda?" And then she's just looking at, she's not even really looking, she's looking down at the table and she's got like pigtails like this, looking all kind of like bashful, like, "Oh, yes, it's me. Do you remember me?" I'm like, "Oh, hey." I don't know where Alda is today, but Alda, if you're listening.
Hello.
And the moral of the story is parental guidance
is advised.
You gotta friggin' Watch what your kids are watching, man. They're gonna pick things up and just do them. That's
so
all.
True.
For me, naman, I was late. Now, I guess high school. I remember it with my friend, one of my best friends, and we were with his ate and her friends. So his ate was like 2 years older, and then like we had.
Oh, Jacko! Wow.
Yeah, no. It was we played. It wasn't spin the bottle, but it was something like that. But the question was, kiss the girl you find the prettiest.
Oh.
And I'm like,
Jacko, you dog.
But I'm super. But that's the thing. Like, I was like super nice, and I was like, no, I think all of you are pretty.
That's how you get to kiss everybody.
Yeah, that's what happened. Exactly that. And then my friend, well, kami, me and my friend and my other friend.
Dog.
Dog.
No, and I didn't. I just thought about it as like, if I say this, then I'm saying the other two are not. And I'm like, no, you all look pretty. And they're like, okay, then do this. And I was like, okay.
Then kiss us all.
Yeah. And that was my first. I think that was my first. I was like freshman year.
Interesting.
And you know what? What's interesting about it is that goes into the, oh no, ayana, and then you overthink everything. But then yeah, it makes a good memory, right? How about you, Inks? Do you remember?
Oh my gosh. My first kiss was straight out of a Wattpad fanfic. I swear to God. I cannot make this stuff up. Okay. So my first kiss was with the biggest crush of my high school life ever. Mm. Like, so we were hanging out at the country club after school one day. And then we were just chilling with a few friends. And then after a while, like one by one, those friends had to go back home because we were like 14 at the time. So those friends had to go back home and all these things. But he had to, I don't know what he was doing. He was just waiting for something also. And I was also waiting for my mom. So we were just there at the country club. And we decided to go take a walk around the mini golf area. So the grass is really nice. And the mini golf area wasn't open anymore. So it was just very dimly lit by the street lamps and the moon. Ganon. And then we were just walking. And then we were just talking. Just like, okay, we know that there's this energy going on right now. Because it's literally a guy and a girl. And he's super cute. So we were walking and then he was like, let's have a seat here in the grass. Upo tayo. So I was like, okay. Me and one, like, big crush on this guy, right? I'm just like, okay. So we were sitting down and then we were just like talking about like the music that we liked or like the shows that we liked, just random little things. And then we were looking up at the stars and all that stuff. So remember that this is like in the South. So the air is very clean. So that night.
Okay, Southie.
So that night there were fireflies. Because fireflies will not be in any place that has moderate pollution.
Mm.
So
is that why we don't see any?
That's why. Well, we were sitting there in the mini golf area. There were fireflies. He's like, oh my gosh, look. There's so many fireflies. My head, I was just like, oh my God, this is just like, what the heck is going on? Like moonlight, the stars are out, there are fireflies, and I'm sitting in the grass with like the biggest crush of my life. And then he leaned over, like sort of across me, and he grabbed something, and then he held it in his hands, and then he kind of went closer to me and he said, look. And then he opened his hands, and then I moved in closer. So our foreheads were touching. And then I looked into his hands and there was a single firefly glowing like that. And I was just like, oh, that's so nice. And then a moment or two, we looked up at each other and then we kissed.
Oh wow.
That's like, that's like a romantic movie come to life.
Oh my
then we kissed. That was my first kiss.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I kid you not.
That's special,
beautiful.
Though. Yeah. No, I was just gonna say. I mean,
it was great.
But I guess that's the thing, no? Like, yeah, we go to the idea that good or bad, that first is memorable. The one that you had is like a perfect first. Mm-mm. So most of us really got our first just around that time, like 13, 14, 16.
Yeah.
That is when everyone's kind of first official kiss comes in.
Wow. It made me remember my first kiss, my first actual non-preschool kiss.
Non-preschool kiss. Okay.
Was yours also romantic comedy worthy?
More of like a Pinoy romantic comedy worthy kind of thing.
Okay.
Daming pasimple.
Because the first one was more Adam Sandler romantic comedy, like preschoolers.
My first kiss with my first girlfriend, I was grade 7, late grade 7, first year high school. I had a crush on this girl for like 2 years or something. And finally, she liked me, right? Mm-hmm. And she was taking class in my Lola's dance studio, which was really near my place also. So whenever she'd have class, she would come over to my place also, you know, you walk to get some fast food or whatever, stuff like that. And then we just kind of got closer and closer. And it was like, okay, holding hands a little bit, or shoulder to shoulder muna. You know, and then later on, elbow to elbow, and then forearm to forearm, and then finally, like, hand to hand,
all that stuff,
right? And then, but this is the first, right? And you're like, what, like 15? And if you're hugging each other, making kissing the cheeks, it's a thing, right? So,
oh, yeah,
it was just so gradual for us. It was like, okay, you beso in the cheek, and then maybe you're texting and like, I miss making you beso in the cheek. So maybe the next time
I miss making you beso on the cheek.
So maybe the next time it's like instead of one kiss,
I make
it's
you
two
beso
kisses.
On your lips, naman.
So I remember, oh my gosh, I think we even made like sort of a game out of it. So I like tag you're it. I kissed you in your cheek, and then she kisses me.
And
then
the next
cheek.
One, he has to be the one to kiss you.
And so it was just that
it's
gradual.
So killing.
And then so like let's say closer to the ear of the cheek, going closer to the lips.
Yeah.
Until finally one day we're like, all right,
wait, this happened in multiple days.
We're at the lips.
Wait, this happened over multiple days.
Oh yeah.
Oh wow. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I swear to God, Justin is like he is like the small town. Christian boy type romance, which is so adorable because it's stuff that I only see in the movies.
After, of course, the kindergarten incident.
Danny.
Okay. Danny, how was your first official kiss?
Proper.
Yeah.
My first proper kiss was second year high school. We went over to friend's place, me and my high school barkada, who used to be my neighbor back then. So my house was right across the street. And then while it was movie night, everyone was having popcorn. I told her, hey, you want to see the park down the road? There's this really cool park.
Want to see the park down the road?
Kind of something like, you want to see my toothbrush collection? Like super like, walang kwentang excuse, diba? And then, siya naman, oh sure, yeah. Check out the park. So we go out and then we're like, it was nighttime na, parang the moon was in the sky and there were actual parks naman.
Weird.
We didn't make it to the park. On the side of the road palang, like I turned around and under the moon. It was a very romantic setting. But it was also like, are we doing it right?
A lot of teeth, too much tongue.
Gum action.
Gum action.
Well, at this point, I don't know. There's no such thing as too much tongue.
I'm really like, pag first time, it has to be special. I wanted it to be special and I didn't want it with just anyone, diba? So that was my high school sweetheart.
Look at us Capricorns. We're so romantic.
You know what's interesting? For you guys listening, if you guys want to email us your first time and if it's an interesting story,
I want to do a part two of this.
Yeah. I think there's a lot more to talk about. We haven't even gotten through like first heartbreaks.
This is a good
first disappointment.
Appetizer.
Yeah.
First day on the job.
Happy thing, right? Like something that's so ecstatic. You got a gift. Like what is that first gift that really made you? There's a lot. And there's still a lot of firsts that we haven't talked about. Mm-hmm. So yeah, email us. Like email that. Us your like stories because we want to listen to your stories as well. What is our email, Danny?
oncallwithjjd@gmail.com.
Yeah, nice. Send it to us because I want to have an excuse to play this music. Dear On Call.
Perfect.
Thinking about my first time, it's full of joy. It's like the best thing ever. I remember when we went to the carnival and then he held my hand and then we did cartwheels. And no, I'm just kidding.
Whoa.
That's an impressive couple right there.
You, yes.
You hold hands.
Watch out for that. But I think, you know what, so many firsts are great because not only do they make great memories, they also teach us a lot of things. They also give us a lot of things to remember and to discuss. And it kind of attaches us to certain personalities and people in our past. I think it's more of that. And that's what I like about it is that we don't remember just the moment. We remember the people. We remember the scenario. We remember the time. We want you guys to share with us naman your firsts, whatever it is. Send it on email and we'll read it on the next podcast.
OnCallWithJJD@gmail.com. Do follow us as well on social media. It's at OnCallWithJJD. And every Wednesday we do On Call Live. So you can see all this live!
Live!
On Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Yeah, so that's On Call with Justin, Jacko, Danny, and Inca on Facebook. All right?
Yes.
And hey, if you're listening to this, thank you so much. We appreciate you. We love you. And we especially love it when you tag us online. So feel free to send us your favorite audio snippets or realizations or favorite quotes or whatever it is from our podcast and tag us. It's at On Call with JJD, at Justin Quirino for me.
At Jacko De Leon for me.
At Danny Moyni for me.
And at Inca Magnaya for me. On Call. With Justin, Jacko, Danny, and Inca.